Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today I'm going to continue, I guess, this week's theme of looking at mythology in diet and health and medicine. And we're going to talk about sodium restriction and sodium intake, which is getting more and more attention these days. And in fact, according to a presentation made at the European Society of Cardiology, very few people experience improvement in blood pressure as a result of restricting sodium intake, which means that recommendations to the general public to reduce sodium intake is not necessary and it's not really helpful. Dr. Andrew Menti from McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, reported that in his study of almost 100,000 people, none of the population studied had intake of sodium at or below the 2.3 grams per day recommended by most health authorities. And in fact, there is a push here in the United States to lower recommendations even further. Sodium and potassium intake was measured using urine excretion, and the intake was between 4,200 and 4,800 milligrams a day on average in North America, Europe, South Asia, Africa, and South America. And in this whole group of 100,000 people, only 3.1% of the study subjects were consuming under 2.3 grams, and only 1% were consuming less than 1.5 grams, the new target in the United States. The researchers looked at changes in systolic blood pressure as it relates to 1 gram increases in sodium consumption, and response was only significant in certain subgroups of people, people that were already hypertensive, the elderly, and those consuming more than 5 grams of sodium a day. In other words, I'm not suggesting that people should eat enormous amounts of sodium. I'm suggesting that sodium restriction doesn't work for most people and it's not necessary. Well, anyway, the study called Pure Sodium was 10 times larger than any other study that's looked at this issue. The researchers concluded that more effective approaches to lower hypertension through sodium restriction should be targeting those populations who are likely to benefit. Furthermore, one of the researchers said, it's important to acknowledge that almost no one in the world is consuming the low level of sodium currently recommended by health experts and the government, and that we're asking people to do something 99% of the population cannot and will not do. And this is a direct quote. From a practical point of view, it makes no sense, and from a scientific point of view, it makes no sense. In fact, this is a very consistent theme in medicine and health these days. You take a recommendation that's actually important and effective for a tiny subset of the population, and then try to translate it into a recommendation for the general population, and that doesn't work. And we see it with vitamin supplementation. I've said for many years there are certain, you know, if you're looking at a nursing home patient who hasn't seen sunlight since 1956, vitamin D might be a good idea. But translating that recommendation to the whole population, ridiculous. Same thing with the sodium issue. So maybe one of these days we'll outgrow some of these very old and outdated ideas and move on and start telling people the truth about this stuff. We can only hope. All right, that's all for now and all for the week. Please have a wonderful day and weekend, and I'll speak with you again on Monday.